ओम शांति। ऑल आर हैप्पी इन ज्ञान सरोवर एंड वी लाइक दिस टॉपिक। एक्चुअली दिस इज द ओनली टॉपिक विच एवरीवन नीड्स गुड कंसंट्रेशन। इन टुडेज मुरली बाबा वाज सेइंग, if your yoga is not good, you cannot experience joy and happiness in life. Super sensuous joy, it is higher than the joy and enjoyment of golden age. When soul becomes soul conscious, when our mind becomes stable in yoga, then the experience of real super sensuous joy makes us content, makes our mind again very stable. So today I will discuss this topic very practically, not just theoretically, why our mind has become unstable. What are the main reasons that made our mind very fluctuating, running here and there? And many people nowadays are very unhappy because they have become negative. Do you think so? Negative. And many are unable to control their negative thoughts. They suffer a lot through negativity. And we need the power of concentration. We must know, when our mind becomes stable, or we can say, when there are less thoughts in our mind, very little less thought in our mind, what happens? Very powerful energy, very, very powerful vibrations from the soul is spread out in entire world, and these vibrations will bring a wonderful change in this world. You know, in a normal state of mind, there are about 25 thoughts per minute in our mind. But when we are tense, when we are angry, when we are in problems, then this speed increases. It becomes 30, 35, then 40. So inner power of our mind is wasted. Our aim is to slow down the speed of our mind, bring it 20 from 25, then 15, then 10. When we had been deities in golden age, the speed of our mind per minute was 8 to 10 thoughts. If we learn this art to bring down this speed of thoughts to 8 to 10 thoughts per minute, we can enjoy our spiritual life and we can play very important role in this divine task of God. So this is our main aim. And you must know one thing. Many gurus, many masters are teaching yoga in the world. And different kinds of yoga, one aim is in their mind, just to make mind zero, thoughtless. And it's impossible So many masters who they are teaching such yogas, they did not get good result, because out of millions only one can reach to this stage, no thought. So Baba has taught us this Raj Yoga, and main thing which will stop our negative thoughts, which will stop our waste thought, is creating elevated thoughts. This philosophy you all must know. If you don't create pure thoughts, if you don't create elevated thoughts, if you don't create powerful thoughts, you won't be able to stop waste thoughts. Many of us, even in this world, they try by force to control their mind. It is not the real approach. So we have to create good thoughts, positive thoughts, thoughts of Murli, thoughts of intoxication, powerful thoughts, and then automatically you will experience our one elevated thought will destroy 100 waste thoughts. So we have to develop this art of creating good thoughts in our mind. Now, come to the point, who made our mind unstable? Here are two things in the soul, you know, two main faculties, mind and intellect. And we must know everything very clearly about these two faculties. Mind is the power of thought. It's the place where entire might of soul resides. And second thing is our intellect. Intellect is power of wisdom. It's our third eye. Mainly two things we have to practice through this intellect. It's third eye and it's the power of wisdom. So far, everyone in this world has brought so many types of wisdom in one's intellect. Different of kind of wisdom had been inculcated by different soul in this world. Many philosophers, many psychologists, many yogis gave their own different wisdom to people. It is here. So many get confused. This is right or this is right. Now, Baba has given us divine wisdom. Bhai Suresh, mere piche bhi pankha chala dena. Baba has given us divine wisdom. And through this wisdom, we have to give a right direction to our mind. Intellect controls our mind. We need not to control our mind forcefully, but through the power of wisdom, we have to give direction to the mind. Clear in your mind? Is it clear to everyone? Through the power of divine wisdom, we have to give a right direction to our mind. Don't try to stop the thoughts. Who made our mind unstable? You have to check yourself and realize that this is the fact. And unless we get rid of those things, mind will never become stable. In just simple word, we can say, five vices are the important region or the seed of these waste thoughts in everyone's mind. It may be body consciousness, anger, greed, attachment, ego, I-ness, jealousy, I and mine. These are the main cause of our waste thoughts in our mind. So what we have to do? We must know, just I am giving you four pillars for a yogi. Now the pillars we have shown in our pictures, these are separate, different pillars for a stable mind. If a yogi wants to make his mind very stable, he must follow these four things. One is bodilessness. I will come to this point. Second is to see others in soul form. All are souls. To see a soul in everyone's forehead. Third is self-respect. And fourth one is, very important, power of knowledge. So I would like to give you one homework when you are in Yan Sarovar for a week or more. You should collect at least 50 powerful points of knowledge. Note down them in your separate diary. Make a small diary and on one page write down that one powerful point. I give you an example. The points, I will give you example. Before that, which types of point? The point which can motivate you. The points which reminds you about your highest target. The points which give you subtle and deep spiritual intoxication. The point which make your mind very light and energetic. Such points you should collect from Baba's Murli. They may be at least 50. I give you some examples. I have done this every year in my 50 years life of Madhuban. Every year I used to choose important points from Avyakt Murlis, the points which were very intoxicating, very powerful, the points which motivated me all the time, that you have to do this. You have not to do this. You are wasting your time. You must not waste your time this way. Your life is important. Your thoughts are important. Your time is important. Such things. So just first one point. The souls. Who practice that I am Master Almighty? The souls who practice that I am Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot come on their way. Master Almighty souls will remain safe from all problems. Second point, Baba always says, give up your all burdens to me. But many Brahmins are not giving their burden of their mind to Baba. Many are not giving. We have to learn this art. So, note down very powerful version from Baba's Murli. Baba, who can take the burden of entire world? Will he not take the burden of his own sweet children? Very good point. It will remind us, give your all burdens to Baba. Worries, anxieties, so many negative things come in everyone's life. Baba says, change I into thine, mine into thine, and become carefree king. These are very powerful point, very simple and powerful point. Baba used to remind, oh great children, remember always, I am with you with my thousands of arms. You are not alone, you need not to fear, you need not to worry, you have to become very bold, fearless, powerful, because I am with you. So remind these things again and again to yourself, and this power of knowledge automatically will make you very powerful, will make the mind very stable. Can you do this? Would you do this? It's a great treasure of knowledge. Now, we will also do in this class some practical exercises. So first of all, we know soul is here, point of energy, Master Gyan Surye, Master Almighty, I am a soul. So we will practice that for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we have to concentrate on the self. And the technique you all have to use in the practice of yoga, while doing yoga, visualize yourself with third eye of wisdom, intellect, and create some good thoughts about soul. So let us make one good experiment now. I give you one thought. I am supremely pure soul. We will concentrate on this one thought now. I am supremely pure soul. From me, golden rays of purity are spreading out. So keep looking at the soul and keep visualizing this, that golden rays of purity are spreading out, and keep creating this thought, I am supremely pure soul. So let us practice it for 3 minutes, red light. सुरेश देखना लाइट वाला है रेड लाइट सो विजुअलाइज योर सेल्फ हेयर टाइनी पॉइंट ऑफ एनर्जी आई एम सुप्रीमली प्योर सोल Visualize yourself. I am supremely pure. From me, golden rays of purity are spreading out. I am supremely pure. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure. From me, golden vibrations of purity are spreading. Om Shanti. Five qualities we need for good concentration. Did you like this practice? We must keep in our mind always, practice. This will make it easy. So we have to spare some time every day for our practices. Otherwise, what happens if we don't practice? So many negative thoughts whole day enter our mind and they cause instability. So for whole day, we need some good points of inculcation, dharana points. If we follow them, then our concentration will become very easy and natural after some time. So, what I kept in my mind in the beginning, you should also keep in your mind. We have to work hard at least for 6 months to make our yoga easy. To improve the power of concentration, to make our mind stable. If we don't work, if we don't spare time for itself, then it remains always difficult subject. I have seen in Brahmin families, people are following knowledge for last 40 years, but still their same question. Mind fluctuates, mind runs here and there. We are unable to control our mind. Many, 20 years in Gyan, same complaint, no concentration. So we have to make it easy and natural. So 5 good dharana points I am giving to you. They are very important for our whole life, not only for concentration, but to enjoy our laukik life too. One is easy nature, great thing. Easy going nature will make everything easy. You can see in your life. Make experiment of this easy nature. If we are easy, work is easy. If we are easy, problems are easy. If we are easy, our sanskaras becomes easy. If we are easy, our disease will become easy. You can experience it in your whole life. So easy nature. And for making our nature easy, we have to focus on 2 things. First is acceptance. In our life, we have to accept the thing to whom we cannot change. Simple thing. Certain things are unchangeable. we can say death. No one can change the time of death. No one can ask the question, why this boy died in such young age? Why this baby is dead in 2 years only? Why? Time of death, region of death, place of death is already fixed. No one can change it. We have to accept it. Similarly, many things in everyone's life, we cannot change them. We have to change ourselves and we have to accept them. And second thing is, if you want to become a good and successful yogi, make yourself free from all expectations. A person who doesn't expect anything from others is absolutely happy and content. If we have so many expectations in our life from others, we will remain unhappy all the time. Minds will go here and there in the search of happiness, and we won't be able to enjoy good yoga. So, easy nature. Start it from today. Suppose now class will finish and you will have to go for the lunch. Go with full comfort. Sometime people rush all the time. They see always their watch. Oh, 5 minutes only. I have to go soon, I have to go soon. Tension all the time. We have to make ourselves very relaxed. And you will find you will reach everywhere before time. 5 minutes before. But if you are tense, rush, you will remain late always. 5 minutes late always, 10 minutes late always. Because if mind is silent, efficiency becomes double. So keeping this in your mind, make your nature easy. If you have to cook food in your home, enjoy it. Do it easily, enjoyingly, easily. And you will find, if you cook every day in 30 minutes, you finish your cooking in 25 minutes. You will save 5 minutes. Easy nature is a blessing for yogis. Easy nature is the beauty of a yogi. Easy nature is the beauty of our life. Be easy. Do you like this quality, virtue? Easy. Everything will become easy. Second quality, second virtue is contentment. In this world, we can say 99% people are discontent. They are not satisfied with their own life, they are not satisfied with their friends, they are not satisfied with their companions. Always complaints. Talk to yourself. I achieved God. I found God, which is the biggest achievement in 4 yugas. I am fully content. Give this thought to yourself. I am fully content. Don't run behind unnecessary desires of this world. Unnecessary desires of this world will keep you thirsty always, thirsty, discontent. So it's up to us how much we make ourselves content. Otherwise, desires are endless. You will fulfill one desire, second will come in front of you. You will fulfill second, third will come up in front of you. And this life will finish this way in fulfilling all desires of life. A yogi wants nothing from this world, contentment. And the real meaning of contentment is that we should experience all achievements from Baba, that He is giving me everything. So if our yoga is good, if our churning is good, if our self-respect is good, then we experience contentment all the time in our life. Third quality, purity. I hope you all have liked it. Am I right? You love it? This is our life now. First of all, I would keep secret of this purity, how this is related to yoga in front of you. And I hope you will understand it. It is only in Ayurveda medical therapy of Bharat. In Western culture, in all other medical therapies, it has not been mentioned. And this is why diseases are increasing day by day. Doctors are saying nowadays, medicines are not working nowadays. They are not responding. A person who has the problem of insomnia, sleeplessness, doctor gave him one pill to eat at night before going to bed. He was sleeping nicely for 15 days. After 15 days, that one pill doesn't work. Doctor said two. After again 15 days, two also don't work. Doctor said three. One man, you may not believe, he was taking 25 pills to sleep every night. He came to me, I told him, you will become mad. So I just taught him simple therapy to give energy to the brain, and brain started becoming silent at night, and gradually he left all pills. In 25 days, all 25 pills. So how does purity work in a successful yoga practice? All must know, for yoga practice, our brain must also be very energetic and healthy. You can experience, if at night you did not have good sleep, you can't enjoy yoga. Am I right? Energetic body, energetic brain, energetic, healthy brain is very important for yoga practice. Now listen very carefully. Don't write now, just see me and listen. Then you can write it. Physical energy of salivacy, it rises up. And if we know this art, how to rise it up, we can learn many things. It passes through different chakras. Many of you would have heard about chakras, 7 main chakras. It passes through one chakra, second chakra, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and it reaches to the 7th last chakra here, and each chakra absorbs a certain part of this energy, then left part enter in second chakra. Second chakra will absorb a certain part of that energy. Then remaining part will go to third chakra. Third chakra will absorb a certain part of this energy. Now reaching here, it will become subtle energy. And then from here, it will go to our brain. Last chakra here, it will go to our brain. And it will empower the brain. It will energize the brain. And such a brain will help you in perfect concentration. If a person is not salivate, so his energy is not rising up, it's going down, going waste, mind remains blank, weak, and such mind cannot experience good concentration. Pressure will be experienced. Strain will be experienced. So, if purity is good, yoga is good. So, we all have to make a strong promise to Baba. Baba, purity is my life now. We had been experiencing many years in sexual life, now purity is my life. Only purity. I accept this purity now forever. So this purity will make your life divine and will help you a lot to become a successful yogi. Clear in your mind? Simple. Hatha yogis, many yogis, sannyasis, they are teaching this technique, how to awaken kundalini, how to awaken chakras, only for this purpose, so that this energy could rise up, go here in subtle form. It becomes a spiritual energy. Therefore they say, gross energy can be converted into spiritual energy. This is the method. So, it becomes automatically when we practice soul consciousness. You concentrate here, and automatically this energy will rise up. You need not to do any exercise, any physical hatha yogas. It's automatically. When our mind and intellect goes to soul world, attention of our entire system is upward. It rises up. So it's very natural in Raj Yoga. We have to give full attention to that. Now again, let us practice same thing. Now, I am a peaceful soul. Red light. I am a peaceful soul. Visualize yourself a point of energy. I am a peaceful soul. Peace is my nature. Vibrations of peace in sky color are spreading out from me. I am a peaceful soul. Point of energy. and peaceful. Peaceful. Om Shanti. One very important quality of a yogi is egolessness. Make it your aim of life that when I came on the path of spirituality, I have to become egoless. You know, in whole world, ego has become a big problem of mutual class. Families are breaking. People are not happy in their relationships because of ego. And keep always in your mind, anger and ego are the worst enemy of a yogi soul. If we want to enjoy yoga, if we want to give good vibrations to this world, if we want one thing, carefully, listen carefully, that Baba use me. So we have to break the wall of ego from our mind and intellect. Then Baba will use us. Otherwise, because of this wall of ego, he cannot use us. He won't use us. His energy will not come to us. There is a blockage, a big wall. So keep it in your mind. I have to become egoless, free from I-ness. Important, I. Very subtle form of I, ego is, I am right. All are thinking in this world, I am right. Even terrorists are also thinking, I am right. Those who are quarreling, both are believing, I am right. But I am not right all the time. So I give you one beautiful slogan. My ego is not important, my sweet relationships are important. On the cost of ego, I cannot break my sweet relations. Relationship, good relations, are the treasure of our life. We have to be very polite, very sweet. Otherwise, because of ego, many disturbances, many obstacles, many problems are being created even in Baba's service. But we are cooperative souls. We have to give full cooperation to God. Then only we would receive His cooperation. So keep it in your mind, no ego. Whatever I have achieved in this life,
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai, apne sukarmo ke bal सतयुग में तुमको आना। पिता को अब याद करो। पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है।
शिव बाबा के ज्ञान से फिर माया को मार भगाना है।
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, सतयुग में कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
For getting rid of this ego, just one divine verse and I remind you, accept it please, and that is, whatever I have in my life, it may be good intellect, it may be lot of wealth, name and fame, very good position in this society or in your country, keep it in your mind, always accept it. Everything is God's gift to me. Accept it now. If you have very good intellect, no need of ego of intellect. Baba has given me good intellect. Baba, many, many thanks to you. If you have good children, Baba, you have given me such good family. Many, many thanks to you. If you have wealth, oh Baba, you made me so rich. Many, many thanks to you. And you will enjoy everything in your life. And this is the secret. If someone has the intellect of ego, the ego of intellect, his intellect will create problem for him. If a person has the ego of wealth, that wealth will give him problem. If a person has the ego of children, children will create problem for that person. If you have ego of your name, fame or your position in the society, that ego will make you always tense. You will not enjoy easy life, loving life. And our last dharana for Brahmin life, for a yogi person is love and good wishes for all. no enemy in this world. All are my good friends. I love all. I love all human beings. I love all insects. I love entire nature. Do you accept it? I love all. And we must keep in our mind, if we have little feeling of hatred, if we have little feeling of jealousy, if we have little feeling of anger, mind will not remain stable. It will be running here and there. If you have the feeling of revenge, taking revenge to anyone, mind will run here and there. It will be planning negatively and you will not enjoy your life. So forgive everyone. Forgive everyone. Enjoy your life. Now some good exercises I want to give you, which I have done in my own life. Again, same practice of soul we will do. Red light. Visualize yourself again a soul and create a thought in your mind. I am a powerful soul. I am Master Almighty. Red rays of might are spreading out from me. I am very powerful. I am Master Almighty. I am very powerful. Red rays of might from each part of my body are spreading out. One very simple technique, thousands of Brahmins have been benefited by this practice, and that is, if your mind fluctuates a lot, if you yourself are being suffered very much by your own mind, if it's uncontrolled, when you wake up in the morning, just after getting little fresh only, start writing, I am Master Almighty, 108 times. It will take 15 minutes. With good feeling, I am. With acceptance, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And you will experience that very powerful energy from here is going to your brain. You can write down it for 21 days and many problems of mind will finish. If someone has the problem of insomnia, sleeplessness, he or she must write down, "I am a great soul," 108 times before going to bed. Just write it for 21 days, you will enjoy sound sleep. I would add another thing together with this. This is out of subject, but very important. If you experience any bad energy in your home, in your room, if you feel that there is some effect of black magic, if you experience that some bodiless souls are giving you a lot of sufferings, use this technique. Before going to bed, just you can chant or you can repeat inside, "I am Master Almighty," 21 times only. "I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty." So powerful energy will spread in your home, in your room, and that bad energy will finish. So many good experiences by this practice people got. Second thing, charge the water. Take water in a small jug, give drashti, remember 21 times, "I am Master Almighty." Water is charged. And sprinkle it in your room, in your home. Once a day. Night or day, in morning or in daytime, any time. Bad energy will finish. You can drink such charged water. It will be very useful if you have any effect of black magic in your body. Sometimes such cases are coming to me. "I have lot of stomach pain, hair pain, hair pain, hair pain. Doctors have done all checkups. Nothing is wrong in my body, but still pain is there." I ask them, "Drink charged water." And as soon as they drink charged water once, pain gone. Such magical effect of this charged water. So you can use this technique. And one another thing you can use, you know Baba's, Shiv Baba's red light? Little big one, not a small one. Big one, 6-8 inch. You can keep it always in your room. Light it at night, whole night. Through the physical rays of Shiv Baba, bodiless souls and this negative energy finish. Many got such good experience. Again, come to the point. One good practice we all have to do. I am a self-sovereign soul. I'm the king of the self, Swaraj Adhikari. Self-sovereign soul. I'm the king sitting here. I'm Master Almighty. King is very powerful. So keep these two thoughts. I'm Master Almighty. I'm self-sovereign. And talk to your mind and intellect. "Oh my mind, you had been running here and there for thousands of years. Now come back. Be stable. Become my good friend. You are my good friend." Love your mind. We hate our mind. "Oh, my mind runs here and there. My mind has become so bad, my enemy." No. Give some loveful feeling to your mind. "Oh, my mind, you are my good friend. Now, I have to enjoy this spiritual life. Become my good friend. Become my cooperative." Talk to your mind this way. Talk to your intellect. "Oh, my intellect, you have inculcated so many negative things in past thousands of years. Now cleanse yourself. You are my good friend." I have to fill up with you, with nectar of knowledge, with blessings of God, with power of God, with purity. You become my friend and cooperative. And you will experience. Because we are the master of our mind and intellect. Our mind and intellect will follow us. They will obey us. And mind will become your friend. Clear? Now, let us do this practice for 2 minutes. Red light. Again, sit on your throne, becoming a king. I am the point of energy. King of this body. Master Almighty. Self-sovereign. I am the master of mind and intellect. Talk to them. Oh my mind, you are my good friend. I am your master. Don't run here and there now. I want to enjoy the company of my Supreme Father. You be my good friend. Talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, you are the intellect of a yogi soul. You are the intellect of a great person. You are my good friend. Cleanse yourself and enable yourself to inculcate purity, blessings, God's might within you. I am a powerful soul. My mind and intellect have to follow me. This practice will enable you to make mind your friend. What practice? Practice. Because so far, mind had become our master. In fact, we are his master. So if we remind our mind again and again, it will follow us. 2, 3 very good points. Similarly, we have to concentrate on our angelic form. And if some of you enjoy the practice of 5 forms, that will help you a lot in good concentration. You have to practice to visualize Shiv Baba for 10 seconds, for half minute, for 1 minute. But keep this one point, underline this point. Not only visualization with good thoughts. If you visualize alone, you will not enjoy. Intellect will slip down. And if you create only the thoughts and don't visualize, then mind will slip down. So just take both things parallel. good thoughts in mind, plus visualization. If you are visualizing Shiv Baba, so keep creating thought. He is the seed of this creation. He is almighty. He is ocean of purity. He is ocean of peace. And keep him visualizing. So visualization will last for long time. And if you are able to visualize for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, good success. And if a yogi can visualize for 10 minutes, then that yogi can become a great yogi in this world. But practice, practice, practice. Avoid waste thoughts with the practice of soul consciousness, self-respect, seeing all as soul and with power of knowledge. If you practice self-respect, the self-respect is the real awareness about the self, the real consciousness. It stops all negative thoughts, waste thoughts, automatically. You need not to struggle. You need not to fight with waste thoughts. Do these practices and enjoy your good concentration. I can suggest you in your routine while cooking the food, if you just practice I am supremely pure soul. In your job time, if you practice I am a soul for 10 seconds, just if you work for 8 hours, 8 times only, 10 seconds is time. If you practice I am soul, if you visualize yourself soul, you will experience all negative thoughts automatically finished. So you will remain safe. Now, the last point I like to tell you, which is very good for everyone, not only for good concentration, but to enjoy your life, to get success in the life, to experience stress-free life all the time, and that is when you open your eyes in the morning. I speak on the power of subconscious mind many times. Now I will speak only for 5 minutes. At that time, in the morning, when you woke up, it may be 4 o'clock, up to 6 o'clock, this philosophy is very practical, can be applied. You opened your eyes, first thought, Baba, good morning. And feel that Baba's hand of blessing came on your head. And he blessed you. Oh, my sweet child, be successful. May you be a good yogi. Become happy person. This way you can feel. So start your day with such feeling. God's hand on the head. Do you do this? Do you do this or you will do this? Start from tomorrow. Start with this. Go in subtle world. Visualize Bap Dada. Good morning. Hand on your head. And then he is giving drashti. For half a minute, for 1 minute, you can experience his powerful drashti. And you will get charged in 1 minute only. You can do it on your bed. And if you find it difficult on bed, get down, sit on the chair and then do this. Second thought, Baba, you gave me everything. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Is it right he gave you everything? Yes? Yes. With true heart, open heart, happy mood, Baba, You gave me everything. I'm most fortunate person in the world. You can dance in your room if you are alone. Dance there. You have given me everything. I'm the most fortunate person in the world. 3 times, 5 times. My mind has become stable. I'm a stable yogi. I'm a successful person. My life is stress-free. My life is free from all problems. I'm most happy person in the world. Create such thoughts in the morning. And you will find that these thoughts, energy of thoughts, entered your brain, energized it, made you free from many diseases. You will become free from many diseases. Really, I am saying, if you can dance in the morning for 5 minutes, you will become free from many diseases. But if you are alone in your room, if there are 2, 3, and you started dancing, they will say, something is wrong. So, okay, this way, enjoy your good concentration, enjoy your yogi life, and now let us sit. I am an angel of purity. From each part of my body, golden rays are spreading out, and from Baba, rays of purity are coming down to me. Om Shanti.
मेरा मीठा बाबा मेरा प्यारा बाबा मेरा मीठा बाबा मेरा प्यारा बाबा मेरा मीठा बाबा प्यारा मिला मेरी कश्ती को किनारा मिला मेरा मीठा बाबा रातों को उजला सितारा मिला मेरे हृदय कमल में है आए हो यूं जैसे रातों को उजला सितारा मिला मेरा मीठा बाबा